As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, welcome to a brand new episode. This is the Bottom 5 Podcast with Jeremy Odom. This is the show that we give you the 5 worst teams in the NFL heading into week number 5. Remember, it's not all about wins and losses, okay? Just because you're 0-for, just because you've got one win on the young season doesn't mean necessarily that you're the bottom of the barrel. Okay, some vibes come into impact here. The fan base, the coaching situation. There's so many things to factor in. You can hear it for the first time every single Thursday on WTL Where's the Line Sports Betting Podcast. We give you the debut of the bottom five and your five best bets.
Well, but this has become an institution, I feel like, and that is the bottom five, where so many different cyber metrics, stats, Vibes
play a huge factor.
Go into this. And not only do we give you the bottom five teams in the NFL, we give you the bottom five best bets that go along with each and every matchup of that team this week. So without further ado, let's get right into it.
Man, this is a good five this week. And when I say that,
they're bad.
They're real bad. Yeah. The vibes are low this week. Number five, the Indianapolis Colts. Now, you might be saying, this team was a one seed for most of the season and riding high in the AFC.
Yeah.
And that'd be true, which is why they found their way into the bottom five. Things have not been going their way for quite a while now. They had two MVP candidates on the team for a little bit.
And they lost a couple of games there midseason. Everyone's like, oh, is the other shoe going to fall? And then I'm sure you're going to get into it. Devastating injury.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, man.
Yeah.
As if the broken leg wasn't enough, then he ruptured an Achilles. He's got an Achilles. Either way, he's having surgery and he's out for the season.
Yep.
Terrible loss. Lost to the Jaguars as well, 36-19. Lost Jones for the season. Their QB2, Ricky Leonard, he's hurt. Which means they got to look at other options because Anthony Richardson is still out with his eye injury, whatever he's got.
Yeah, so QB1A is out. QB1B is out.
Out.
Yeah. And their backup, doesn't even have an eye. Missing an eye or something?
Missing an eye. Okay. I think it's a glass eye now, but he's temporarily. He's out. So when you're in that kind of spot, normally you go with Joe Flacco.
Right.
He's the go-to guy. He's still a Bengal.
Or Jameis Winston.
If he's available.
You even have pregame and postgame television sets saying, where's Jameis? We need Jameis.
Gotta have Jameis. Which, speaking of Jameis, they had the bye week this past week, and he was incredible as an analyst.
Oh, yeah.
That guy has a future ahead of him in media.
He fired out some tweets, some short video content, and he's a funny guy.
He's a star.
He's a funny guy.
He is a star. Well, when all those options aren't available, of course, you go to Grandpa Rivers. Phillip Rivers signed to the practice squad this week.
You're not even joking. He is a grandfather.
He is a grandfather. He's got like 13 kids, and I'm not even being sarcastic there either.
No.
Phil Rivers, I love the guy. He's a semifinalist right now for Hall of Fame. Like, he might be in the Hall of Fame next year. He is currently on the practice squad for the Colts. I guess he runs the Colts offense because he's the head coach of, like, his kids. Like,
oh, school. Right. Yeah, yeah.
He runs the Colts offense as their offense, and he has been communicating with the Colts coaches all season long in regards to this.
And that's where Miss Ursay, that's where she's all over it. She's, she's got those next level bottom five-ish type of analytics going on.
Yeah, she could be owner of the year, but she currently finds herself in the bottom five. They are at Seattle, so they've got a lot going on. No quarterback at Seattle this week. We all know about Seattle. Yikes. Incredible team.
Yeah.
13.5 is the line. That is my best bet. Seattle minus 13.5. They are 10-3 against the spread in the last 13.
They can cover that. They can cover that.
Oh, yes.
And before all these injuries on offense, the Colts pass defense is ranked, let me see, 29th. Oof. 29th in the league. So you're having issues on offense, keeping guys healthy, bad breaks, and then you also have that going on the defensive side. Then you're going to go to Seattle.
Yeah. Isn't it wild? There was multiple weeks this season where you and I were both saying, take Jonathan Taylor 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Take the over 2.5 touchdowns, and it would hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even remotely close to the
night
cut.
Night and day now.
Wild. All right, number 4, the Philadelphia Eagles, 8-5, coming off of a tough loss against the Chargers. That's 3 straight losses for the Eagles. Overtime loss there. Jalen Hurts, 5 turnovers against the Chargers. The fans and media, I don't know if you've heard, but they're tough in Philly. They're calling for Nick Sirianni's head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's okay? Do you think that's a...
Didn't they have a hit out on Santa 1 year?
They did.
Like, I mean, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah. It's fun because the Eagles, this is one of those teams too where, like, from the beginning of the season, it's been kind of up and down, but their record's still there and they're still sitting at the top of the division. And it's like, all right, well, they'll figure it out at the end. And then it's kind of taken some of those little, like, vibe checks.
Yeah.
To turn things, they had this gigantic inflatable Easter bunny in their locker room right now.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Well, they're just trying to keep everybody smiling.
Hmm.
You know, and coach is like, I just want everybody to play happy and confident. I'm like, that's wild for a team trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, defending the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm seeing so many of those funny memes, funny posts, you know, Sirianni trying to play call something over a yard, a 1 yard play. He's scratching his head. Yeah.
So the vibes are lower currently in Philadelphia. They do have the Raiders this week, though. In fact, they've got a pretty favorable schedule coming up. They've got the Raiders at Washington, at Bills, and then against Washington at home. So they've got the Raiders at home this week. I'd say take the over 38.5 there. Las Vegas has hit over in 4 of their last 6 games.
Yeah. Catching the Raiders usually helps you out. Yeah, I like that.
Which we're going to get into that. Number 3, the Las Vegas Raiders.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At 2-11, they just lost to Denver 24-17. But I'm going to tell you right now, that score is not indicative of what that football game was. Oh, Denver yeah. took care of business against Las Vegas, but for some reason, Pete Carroll, what kind of operation is he running at the God. End of this football game?
You're going to Portnoy this?
What is doing at the end of this football game? Okay, so that's something we have to look at. This is a really bad team. Okay, 2-11.
Yep.
Nothing really to write home about on either side of the football. But if they're gonna be playing for covers, I mean we've gotta really look at that.
That's exactly what happened for the folks that don't know or weren't in tune to that. Yeah, he called like a timeout down how many?
They're down two scores.
Yeah, they're at midfield and calls a timeout with like 8 seconds to go. Yeah. Rushes the kicking team unit out there. It was wild. Dave Portnoy of Barstool saying, investigate the NFL, investigate Pete Carroll.
Like, now, I'm not calling for anybody to be investigated, but if the strategy is to play for covers, that's something we got to look at.
Okay.
Okay? That's something we got to look at. So with that in mind, my best bet here, and they are, again, Philly. So Las Vegas at Philly, I'd say take Las Vegas plus 11.5 because if they're playing for covers, they're going to get it, right?
Yeah.
I think Philly wins the game, but the Raiders cover.
There's actually some proof in the pudding there. This back in your play here.
I there like you that. Go. Number two, the Washington Commanders at 3-10, absolutely manhandled by the Vikings, 31-0. In fact, that was the fastest played game of the season at like 1:29 or something like that. Obviously, that means this team was just trying to get in and out of there.
Yeah.
That's kind of where their head's at.
If you just comply and run the ball down our throats and take as much time as you want, but just score your touchdown.
score your touchdown. But let's just get out of here.
Yeah.
8 straight losses for Washington. Jaden Daniels re-injured that left elbow.
Mm.
Not looking good for him. Certainly a football team that is looking forward to next season.
Yeah, and as soon as that happened, even the announcers were throwing shade at management and the coaches, like, why is he out there? Why do you got him out there at this point in the season? You got so much wrapped up in this early draft pick, and he showed some promise, and you're just re-injuring that same elbow in a game like this.
What is it with that stadium? I mean, we saw the Vikings roll out the corpse of Carson Wentz out there.
Yeah.
And then now the Washington Commanders are doing it with Jaden Daniels. What are they doing?
I don't know. It's just where they go to die. It's like an elephant graveyard. I don't know.
Yeah, the same city where we watched Brett Favre die. Like, that's just nothing makes sense. God,
that hurt. Yeah.
Well, my best bet here, they are at the New York Giants. The Giants are 2-11 against Washington 3-10. So there is some like draft implications here.
Yeah.
Giants are favored -2.5. That's my best bet. The Giants are 3-1 in their last 4 against the spread, and Washington 1-7 against the spread in the last 8.
Oh, well, and the Giants just have a little bit of that juice that we talked about earlier. A Jameis juice.
They got that Jameis juice.
Yep. Okay. I'm behind New York here.
I bet he pregames with that Jameis juice. I bet he does.
Yeah. He does always seem to be in kind of a happy, bubbly mood, doesn't he?
Does. He does. Yeah, he does. All right, number one, this is the worst team in the NFL as we head into week 15. It's your Kansas City Chiefs
at
a record of 6-7. 6-7.
What is that about? I don't know.
They just lost to Houston 20-10. They look like a beaten team.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelce with the drops, he's got a case of those.
Oh, their defense is doing everything they can. Rice with a couple big drops, too. And it's always amazing, like even in my middle school coaches and everywhere else, you're going to get hit anyway. You might as well catch the ball.
You might as well catch the ball.
That's what I thought with Rice. Like, he was going to get smacked, and oh, he did. Might as well catch the ball and get the first down.
Oh, man. And then Mahomes, he's got the case of the picks again, 3 interceptions. And this is in front of not just Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Leonardo DiCaprio. What a star-studded audience there in Kansas City. And they just couldn't take care of business.
Couldn't hold up their end of the bargain.
I actually saw a fan.
Not ready for Tinseltown.
Putting a video together. They left the game early. The Chiefs even, they had another drive. that could have tied the game.
Yeah.
They left the game early, just gave up on him, and is calling for Andy Reid's head, which that's quite the take right there. But that's kind of where Chiefs fans are.
I saw that disgruntled fan as well. I was shocked during the live broadcast to see that many fans leave the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm like, you spoiled brats. You
for real.
Like, you're talking to a Husker fan here. I have like 10 years of pain. We still stay to the end.
We stay to the end. Yeah, man, they're calling for their heads. They do have the Los Angeles Chargers this week. My best bet is the Chargers +4.5. They are 4-2 against the spread in their last six games. And that team really putting it together right now.
And we've been talking about throughout this broadcast, as the playoff picture is really starting to, you know, come into focus, there are the teams pushing for it that are jockeying for position, trying to win that division, and the teams that, all right, let's just not get anyone hurt. Let's sail into the sunset, gear up for next season.
To move on to next year, yeah.
And that's exactly what you have going on here with the Chargers versus the Chiefs.
There you go, and that's our bottom five.
Love it. All right.